Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my V8 Ford. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low.
It's Barry, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Sarah Heiner. She's President and CEO of Bottom Line Publications, a family-owned public publishing industry, publishing business. The Bottom Line Personal is their twice-weekly publication, twice-monthly, I should say, publication, and all of their annual books, the yearbook and the health book. And how many other yearbooks you got?
We have 3 annuals currently, but we're working on a 4th.
All right.
So we have the yearbook, which is general information, a health breakthroughs, which is the newest health information across the board, and a women's annual, which is awesome.
And when's the men's annual? Did I ask you about that? When's the men's annual coming out?
You know, men's plumbing is not as complicated.
I'm going to continue to harp on this until we get a men's book. I'm not going to stop.
I want a men's movement.
Speaking of me criticizing you.
I think we need a men's movement.
Speaking of me criticizing you, Sarah, what are you going to do about that?
About the men's book?
About me criticizing you.
I can take it.
People who are critical. You guys have wrote about it recently.
You know what, Jim? If you are critical of me, then I'm sorry I've been defensive. Let me take it in and hear what it is that you're trying to say to me. So that's what we tell people to do. You know, people get, when they get criticized, they get so defensive.
You left out, you dumb, whatever. I'm sorry I upset your stupid ideas.
How dare you? Don't you know who I am? Now, people, you know, we were just talking about it in Washington, right? So people get so stuck in their positions that they can't hear feedback. It's important to be able to hear feedback, whether it's true or not. But, you know, someone criticizes you and you just want to get into a pissing contest with them, that doesn't get you anywhere.
Well, and I'll tell you, what we're watching, I'm afraid, and this is, and I've been warning about this for a long time, Sarah. Well, what we're watching I really am afraid of this. We may be watching the official end of intellectual honesty.
You know, sad, but potentially true. That said, I will say, I think the young adults, I don't want to just call them millennials, because now they're younger than millennials, but I think there's a lot of good and true and driven people.
They're the best generations we've ever raised, but if this is what they know, or if we're raising a bunch of cupcakes on college campuses right now, they're running the Republican groups out of the campus because they don't feel safe around them. How ridiculous is that?
That is true. It's appalling. But the one piece of hope I have in that is that you and I both also went to liberal colleges.
Yeah.
Right. So that universities have been liberal for years. Now they have never been as aggressive
are
now.
I never felt
intolerant.
Of course, I wasn't exactly a flamethrower in those days either. I was too busy working my way through college. But
right.
Still, no, I agree with you. All right, I want to change subject. So your idea on dealing with critical people is just not be defensive.
Well, so, yeah, when people want to criticize you, you can get defensive and you can say you're stupid and you can do all that sort of stuff. And maybe they are. Maybe they are being crazy about criticism, but it doesn't advance you. And all it does is affect your health and your tightness. So
yeah.
If it's somebody that's in your life and you want to be able to have a relationship and move forward, then turn it around. It sets them on their heels because they don't expect you to respond in that way. They expect you to get defensive and have a fight. You can open up conversation if you say, you know what, I'm sorry, tell me about what it is that your issue is. Where does that come from? And then you can have a conversation. You can agree to disagree, but at least you can have a conversation about it.
Everybody knows that listens to my show that I am one of the leaders of the Small Business Party. And that's all I care about is small business. The reason I can stand like that is because I believe that what's good for small business is good for the world. And so my point, though, is that when I have people who are part of my show, members of my brain trust, who are staunch liberals and they're still upset about the election, and I've had to say to some of them, okay, you and I need to continue our intellectual honesty that we've used now for that it's been the center of our relationship for maybe for a long, long time. And isn't that what we need to do with more people?
You do. I mean, that's how you learn. I even said when you pick your partner, you don't pick a clone to marry. You pick someone that complements you, that teaches you, and that can, that is a balance to
who you are. I picked somebody who would put up with my stuff. That's what I
did. Oh, no, you're a pussycat.
Hey, Sarah, I need the website again, please.
BottomLineInc.com, and if they go to the store, put in the code RADIO, they'll get 20% off on whatever
they buy. We like those discounts. 20%, folks. Check it out. You'll thank me later. Hey, Sarah, come back soon.
You betcha. Thanks so much, Jim.
Good job today. Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen. We always have fun and get smarter when Sarah joins us. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.